emasculate. Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew.
We're rolling. Look at that. Here we go.
We're rolling.
Man. Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. As our guest Matt Sadler smiles here, that was at the word tiki leader, was it not?
It was. I like that.
Yeah. And, I don't even know why I do that. It actually got started because I wanted the theme of the podcast when I first started to be very, very island, very Hawaii. I used to play Hawaiian music in the background while I talked, and I had it, you know, it just went for the Hawaiian.
Like, sure.
It's a tiki thing. You
Every
know?
Tiki needs a leader.
Yeah. And so as the podcast grew and I found out I couldn't get it on certain podcast like iTunes and stuff like that copyrighted material. Like iHeartRadio said, you can't play that music
because
that's not yours.
Okay.
So since I don't play Hawaiian music,
right,
the Hawaiian theme has sort of fallen away from this show.
But they're vestiges.
Yes. Okay. I've held on to that opening.
Okay.
And I even at one point said to people, should I get rid of this opening because I no longer live by the Hawaiian music, you know, the theme of Hawaii? And they're like, no.
But the public outcry was no.
Public outcry was no.
We like this.
Yes.
Thing.
Even the theme music that somebody wrote for me has a ukulele.
What the?
Yeah.
What the what?
In the basement of the Mudflap house. You haven't...
No, I've listened to the podcast, but I've never heard that.
Yeah, that usually comes at the very, very end. You probably have never made it to...
I always fall asleep to the end. That's my own fault, not yours.
You have never made it to the end.
I drink a lot, Steve.
What is your drink of choice, Matt Sadler?
Vodka and orange juice.
Austin comic Matt Sadler.
Austin comic Matt Sadler. I like a vodka and orange juice. I'm not going to lie to you, good people. Fans of Steve McGrew like me, who I decided the first time we worked together we were going to be friends regardless of our differing opinions.
And you, we do have differing opinions on things. Like, you said there was no Big Bang Theory.
I don't think I said that.
I don't think
I've seen the show. It's there.
Okay, I don't think that was the exact words you used.
Yeah.
But it was something along those lines. No, it's me. It's okay. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Do you want to get into that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just thought I would...
Because the people around us in the cafe looked annoyed.
Didn't they?
Yes.
They did. I think people actually moved...
There this conversation go. Again.
Why do people come to this Catholic country and...
With their science and their logic.
So Matt and I are actually, we're working the ship together.
We are.
We're on the Silhouette.
Can we say that?
Yes, the Silhouette. The Celebrity Silhouette.
Celebrity Cruise Line Silhouette, yes.
And what has been your favorite port on this trip so far?
Probably the one that I got. No, never mind. The one that they stuck a pole in. No, I'm kidding.
The port hole.
My favorite port was a combination of Venice and Malta. Both those. Venice and Valletta, Malta had the most fun in.
Yeah, the when I found that little candy shop that sold the Malta milk balls.
Mm-hmm.
That was very good.
I remember that.
Yeah. People are like, what the hell is he talking about? They're malted milk balls. Yes, I know, malted. I made a joke.
You and I got lost in Venice a couple of times.
So lost in Venice.
At night and during the day.
It all looks the same.
It really does.
Was it down this canal?
Right.
Or was it down this canal?
We almost started swimming. Every city in the world's on a grid system. Except Venice.
It's on a canal system.
It's on a canal, and it goes to the left, it goes to the right. Yeah.
And I loved your description of... trying to keep track of the landmarks.
Yes.
Should we turn at the church or turn at the church?
Yeah. It's a Catholic church, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Right next to a place that sells masks.
Yeah.
Which is close to a pizza place.
Right next to that t-shirt store.
Because the map we had was from a McDonald's placemat.
Is that so wrong?
It was for us.
I think, how about this in general? The fact that you step off a ship in Venice and McDonald's is actually the leader in navigation.
Oh, yeah.
How does that reflect That's not real Italian.
Yeah.
Does it sort of say the invasion of America to a culture?
How does it reflect? Poorly? I would say poorly.
Yeah. Because we were following Venice maps on trash cans that were sponsored by McDonald's that said, here's the next McDonald's.
Those were the landmarks, were the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to get to the next McDonald's? No, we just want to go to the ship. No, you want to go to the next McDonald's.
5 meters until the next.
Like, what's a meter?
We're Americans.
We don't know meters.
Why did the rest of the world decide to go against us with that? What was wrong with feet and inches?
Well, I don't know, Steve, but I know we didn't go along with them. We put our fingers in our ears, we went la 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 la.
No, I think it's the other way around.
You do?
Yeah, because we are America.
We are America.
We are feet and inches. That's how we measure, and gallons and quarts.
And none of them add up.
None of those guys over there add up.
No, they add up. Yeah.
What? There's 4 quarts in a gallon. That adds up.
No, it doesn't. It does, but it's not logical. How many feet are in a mile?
How many feet are in a mile?
Uh-huh.
5,280.
5,280.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a kilometer, how many meters?
I don't know, because I don't care.
1,000.
What's that point? I don't understand.
Well, you don't have to memorize these ridiculous numbers. It's all very logical.
Right. I already know the numbers. 5,280. See how quick I...
How many yards?
How many yards in a what?
In a mile.
I don't know. I don't.
Exactly.
I'm not sewing.
You already lose.
I'm not sewing anything. I don't need to know yards of cloth.
And you're going to sew a football field? What are you doing?
Wasn't that how you measure yards?
I just won the argument.
Okay.
You don't even know it.
Anyway, what was your least favorite port on our trip?
I gotta give props to Split, Croatia, mm-hmm. a town called Split, which you and I were both fond of.
Gorgeous, gorgeous town inside
yes.
the walls. Was that actually a fort or just was that just barrier walls?
I don't know. I never looked above about 5 feet in front of me.
Mm, gorgeous. Cats everywhere.
Cats everywhere.
Cats everywhere.
Pretty, pretty women.
Split did have.
Yes.
Yeah. Of you, like the gene pool. Or
it was something in the water we speculated.
Yeah.
Because they were very pretty.
Yeah.
Least favorite?
Now, when your wife hears this.
That's okay.
Okay.
she does. She'd rather me look than do anything else. least favorite might have been Catania, Sicily.
Was that the one that had the one churchyard and the one coffee shop
yes.
up the hill?
Yes, that's the one.
That was the one that I'm like, what was it, Catania?
Catania.
Italy.
Catania.
And you're like, I can't even figure out why we stopped here.
Right. It is a shithole.
Yeah.
Nothing against the people there, but it's a shithole.
I called it the Walmart of the world.
Yeah.
It just seemed like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
It was
gross. It smelled like piss.
But it's been a beautiful trip. I would never tell anybody to never, ever enjoy any site in Italy, because they all seem to have something to offer. Even at that spot you're talking about, there was people go, oh, you didn't take it the tram over in to see
right.
whatever. You know.
But you and I aren't like that. We like to get right off the boat, go for the Wi-Fi. I like to hit a liquor store,
mm-hmm.
sneak it back under the boat.
Exactly.
That's my MO.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't need to see Mount Vesuvius. I just want to get in there, check email, and get back on.
Matter of fact, as we were having lunch today, somebody looked out the window. Our cruise director,
Sinan,
says, isn't that Mount Vesuvius
yes.
over there? Out the window of the ship. You're like, I have seen it.
Yeah. We're like, you're new here, aren't you, cruise director? But he'll get it. He's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, that's been our trip so far. That we're working. Shows have been good.
We had good shows. We had good meals.
Always a good meal.
Hung out with fun people.
And we shall do this again.
I hope so.
Now I've got a few questions here.
Right. I have some for you.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, you planned ahead for this?
A little bit.
One question that just came up earlier while I was watching TV, and I hadn't even mentioned this yet. Radio Shack says it's desperate for money to stay relevant. I saw this on the news a second ago. Are you shocked by that in any way, shape, or form?
You know, the last time I went to Radio Shack, I was with my grandfather,
uh-huh.
and we were going to look for gadgets and doohickeys.
Uh-huh. Because that's the best place to look for gadgets and doohickeys.
Yeah, so as far as relevance...
They have thingamabobs in the back.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
I've never been to the thingamabobs, actually. You have to be 18 to get there.
I think so.
Yeah. It hasn't been relevant in a long time, and that's a business model that deserves... It's like Blockbuster. You know, Blockbuster deserved its own fate.
So you think their time is, like, semi-come and gone?
Oh, yes, I do. They are...
amazingly still extant. There's no reason for it.
What if you need speaker wire?
A speaker wire, which you can buy online, or if you need a remote control helicopter that, you know, is battery powered and hasn't worked in about 8 years. Yeah, that's the place to go.
But what if you need, a tube for your TV?
a cathode ray tube?
Yeah, what if you need...
A vacuum tube?
What if you need one of those?
Yeah. Well, the problem with Radio Shack is if you buy one there's likely to be a mouse in it.
Because it's been just laying around that long?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Wow. Did you see the ad that was in the going around the internet long ago, which was one full-page ad for Radio Shack that said, everything that's in this ad is now on your phone?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a regular camera,
uh-huh.
A video camera, shoulder video camera.
Sorry, this was an ad for Radio Shack?
Yeah, it was from like 1986 or 7.
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like an answering machine,
right.
and a CD player. And
can opener.
It was like all this stuff.
A shiv.
Like, that's your phone now.
Yeah.
Everything was in that Radio Shack ad.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're completely irrelevant and have been for a long time.
So how do you think they're going to turn themselves around?
They're not.
When they're saying they need capital to turn themselves around and make themselves relevant, what would they just turn themselves into, like Best Buy or something?
No, they start selling popcorn, like gourmet popcorn. That's what Radio Shack can do.
Because those stores have stayed open. One of those stores opened near me a while back.
Yeah?
Like Dr. Popcorn or one of those kind of things. And you know, buy canisters of popcorn, and we'll put different flavors with dividers in the big can.
A Dr. Popcorn has a better shot than a Radio Shack.
Are you serious?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. It's just...
What happens if you need a replacement remote for your...
remote control helicopter?
For your videotape recorder.
What if your TiVo's hard drive goes out?
Where are you going to go? That's my point. So I think we've come to agreement on this, that they probably aren't going to become relevant in any way, shape, or form.
No, I don't think so, unless there's a government bailout of some sort.
All right, one of the things I've noticed on this trip...
Yes, sir?
I've noticed it before. It's probably one of the reasons I had it in my notes here, is that when you go to places that don't have... signs to say man or woman on the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When there's just like, either there is a ball cap and a tambourine. You don't even figure out what the two mean.
Yeah.
What? There's a margarita glass and an upside down margarita glass.
There's a raincoat and an armpit. And you're like, but which one does that apply to? I don't want to.
Which one's the guy side?
Yeah. And one of my least favorite things is when they switch them. Like, somebody did, at the comedy club in Austin, they switched them because they did some renovations, and there's nothing like coming off stage after your set and really having to pee because you've got those beer pees just built up in your bladder and racing into the wrong bathroom with your penis already out of your pants around, you know, with your hands around it, just going for, there's no urinal, and you panic, and there's some woman screaming, and you're like, oh, they changed the place, didn't they?
So she had already figured out the sign had changed, you had not.
Yes, she was in the correct bathroom and was about 2 minutes away from horror.
Because
I raced in with my tiny little wrinkled penis.
The other night here on the ship, I was coming down the stairs, you know, on 14, and you come to 12, there's the bathrooms right by the stairs.
And there's no floor 13, by the way.
I know.
Isn't that
it's 12.
Weird? But go ahead.
Yeah. Isn't that odd that 12, 14...
It's a seafaring
thing. Is it a metric thing?
The ship will sink if we have a floor 13.
I'm coming down the stairs and around, and as I look, a woman is pushing open the bathroom door.
To the men's room?
To the ladies' room.
Okay.
She's pushing toward the ladies' room, but while she's opening the door, she is about to pull up her dress.
Ooh.
She's like I'm oblivious to anything else other than the fact that I have to pee. Just like, I've never seen a woman with that kind of
one-track mind.
Urgency.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't even let the door close before I decided I need to pee.
Right. Now, the weird thing is, we went to places like Croatia, and the bathrooms there, it's not only unisex, it's one at a time, but it's a shady dude standing in front of the door. Like, I'd heard of a pay toilet.
Right.
But I didn't know I had to pay a dude. Like, he wanted a half a euro.
He's to like, go in a dirty bathroom.
You have to pay me. And you had to go in there. And you know I'm going in there to pour vodka into a water bottle and sneak it back onto the ship.
Yes.
But I didn't want to drink the... I didn't want the vodka to touch the air. Because it was that filthy.
And you felt the germs.
Yes.
And the breeze.
Oh, you could feel it. And then we went to Istanbul, the wife and I, the last trip we were on, and she had to pay to squat over a hole. A hole in the ground. And she had to pee, so she was thankful to squat over that hole. But it wasn't pleasant.
Couldn't she have just saved money and squatted in an alley?
Yeah, but then you gotta squat in an alley, and I don't mind doing that. You know me. But she's a little, you know, higher class than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm still freaked out by the fact that some of these countries don't flush their toilet paper.
What do you mean?
Do you not notice that in
no.
The Greek and,
no.
And the island?
What are you saying?
You don't flush your toilet paper.
What do you do?
You put it in a can
what?
Next to the toilet.
Like a Coke can?
Like a trash can.
What?
Are you serious? You didn't
know
that?
No, I never
that?
Noticed it.
But when you go to the Greek islands, especially the Greek islands, do not flush anything down the toilet.
Wow.
And you just look over and there's like a trash can full of poopy paper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, you know when I go off the boat, I'm trying to focus on putting the big bottle...
Well, I also know you're the kind of person that goes, I gotta go back to the boat. I gotta poop. I gotta go back to the boat.
Oh, I don't poop in public. I don't poop in public. I can't do it. I'm
you
all,
cannot? Are
I'm
you
all
are one of
out like that. Yeah.
Well, you're not one of those guys that will hold it for days. If
not days, but tomorrow morning we're going to get, you know, our journey starts, our 24-hour journey uh-huh. back home starts, and I won't go anywhere.
Until you get home?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What if you're on the plane and it just hits you?
I can't do it.
Even if it hits you?
I can't do it.
You just fight it in your mind?
Yes.
You just...
Psychologically, I know this is not going to happen until I'm back in Austin, Texas. I'm not going in an airport, a McDonald's, a Starbucks. It's not going to happen.
What happens if you get a turtle hit? Where it just goes, you cannot stop the turtle.
Yeah, I go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. And the turtle head goes back to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
You have still got a magical poop power.
I've got about 24 hours in me. 24 hours, and then, I get home, I kiss my wife, and then I'm going to need a few minutes.
What happened, like, when you were a kid? Did you ever go to camp? And
never went to camp.
Never went to camp? So you didn't have to worry about that pooping for several days?
No, maybe that's my problem, is I never went to camp.
That could be it. You never, you were never, as a child, you never learned that you have to do this.
Sometimes, but your body can have a 24-hour stoppage.
Have you always been like this, all your life?
As long as a kid? I can remember, yeah.
So, like in elementary school, you didn't go to the bathroom?
No, I would get up in the morning at my house and go, and then I couldn't, yeah. And maybe it was because I was a small kid and I got beat up a lot. The bathroom was a place you didn't go.
Don't go in there. Somebody's going to punch
you
in the arm.
Bunch money, yeah, they're going to beat you up. Maybe that's a... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Can I lay down on your couch so you can...
And we can discuss
get
it.
Get out a clipboard. Yeah.
I don't know how we got away from... I guess we do if we listen to this, but we got away from the signs on the door.
Right, right.
What is the oddest sign combination that you've seen?
There was like a seafood restaurant that my wife works at, and when they first bought it, the new owners bought it, there was a jellyfish
uh-huh.
and a mushroom.
Yeah. So which is which? You could be either one, can't you?
No, not really. I mean, you can kind of guess that one.
I'm a mushroom. I feel like I'm a mushroom.
You're a mushroom. Because the jellyfish is more squishy, you know?
Yeah.
But still, that was just kind of like, really? We didn't want to keep the whole nautical theme. We didn't want to keep the seafood theme. Threw a mushroom up there. But that was the weirdest one I ever saw. And I complained.
Well, what would have been your other choice to keep it in the nautical theme beside a mushroom? It would have been a...
There had been one sign with an anchor on it that uh-huh. said men,
uh-huh.
and another sign with an anchor on it that said women.
That makes
that way. There's
sense.
No way.
That makes too much sense.
Right,
but if you had the squid or whatever you said it was, squid.
It was a squid.
Okay, if you had a squid, what would have your other choice of something to differentiate? Stick with the squid's theme. What would you have thrown up as the other choice?
A human penis.
Too obvious.
Okay, you're right.
That's close to the mushroom.
I'm a literal guy. I'm literal. Let's see. If we had a squid, there would have to be...
Swordfish.
All right. I was going to say a shark, but that's even better. A hammerhead.
A hammerhead.
Hammerhead
okay.
shark.
Right. And that would jump out at you.
Yeah.
That has to be a man.
Yeah. An uncircumcised man. But
right.
Yeah.
A hammerhead?
Yeah.
Where do you think a hammerhead shark evolved? Why did it evolve?
Well, because it had to see further out, so that's why the eyes got further apart from each other.
Why did it need to see further out?
So it could find prey.
what, haven't other sharks' eyes gone out? They need to find prey, too.
Because they have bigger mouths? I don't know. You're asking me very specific questions that I don't know the answer to.
But you're like the walking encyclopedia.
I'm really not. It's encyclopedia.
See?
Well, that's a word, Steve.
But it's one of those odd things of like what...
It is an aberration, but it was a successful aberration. Right?
Yeah, like the flounder. Its eyes just moved around. It just moved around to the other side.
It's a bottom feeder. It goes on the bottom of the ocean, and its mouth is there, but it needs to be able to see predators coming from up above.
Yeah,
so it makes sense.
But its eyes move around. It just, they go, don't they start off like as a fish?
It's a fish all its life.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it'll start off as like a normal fish, and then it sort of figures out and flattens out.
So it may start out as a baby with. That doesn't make sense to me, but it might be true.
I don't know.
I can't.
I'm throwing theories out here.
I think they come out of the egg with eyes on one side of the face.
So, like, is a flounder a halibut? Is that the same? Because a halibut is a flat fish too, right?
You have got me there. I love to eat halibut, but I don't think that's a same side of the face, eyes, fish, but I don't know.
And everybody's like, we hate halibut.
No, that's a different thing. Everybody likes halibut.
Aren't they complaining about them going for the oil in Iraq?
Halliburton.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. We can make mistakes on this podcast. That's all right.
I do it every time.
Yeah.
Every...
You're allowed to. You're human.
What animal would you have any questions about as far as an evolution process? Have you ever thought of one animal? Like, why the hell? What was that about?
Well, there are a lot that make sense, aren't there? Like the giraffe.
Very tall to eat the leaves.
Yeah. That makes sense, right? That's a really good question. The dog's relationship with a human was that they would hang around the campsite.
Yeah.
Right? And they would eat the scraps that were thrown to them because if anybody came around, a hostile tribe, they would bark and alert the humans that there was danger involved.
So the relationship was good for
symbiotic.
Both. Yes.
Symbiotic. Yeah.
That's the big word I was looking for.
Cats? You like cats, don't you?
Love cats.
Yeah. I
can't understand
how that happened.
Did we breed them down into the house?
Well, but yeah, but we didn't start that way, did we? I mean, they existed outside of our own control before the house happened.
Right, but it wasn't like you had a lion and you said, "Hey, I just wish this was smaller. I wouldn't have to use as much cat litter."
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good question. What animal is useless?
Besides the cat, is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not saying a cat is useless because people enjoy them. I don't want to alienate your cat listeners, but or even the cats that listen to the show. That's a really good question. Because there've got to be some that you're like, what the hell?
Duck-billed platypus.
Now that's a monotreme. That's the classification of
that. Thank you, Mr. Encyclopedia.
Thank you for saying the word correctly. Yeah. It's a marsupial of sorts, but it's a mammal, but it has traits of birds, and it has traits of other things, and it's weird.
It's what happens when animals have orgies.
It is a mammal. Do you know about the duck-billed platypus? It is the only mammal that is poisonous.
I did not know that.
It has the male has a poisonous claw on its rear leg.
And poisonous to humans or everything that comes in contact with it?
Obviously not everything, but most things. Certainly mammals.
Oh.
Duck-billed platypus, poisonous mammal.
I did not know that.
Well, there you go.
I've learned something today.
That's
on the
why you
podcast.
Bring me on the
See,
podcast.
You people that listen to this, you learn stuff. Not only do you have a chance to laugh at things,
right,
you get a chance to learn things here.
And Steve, you know, for having spent 2 weeks with me on this boat, that I get up in the morning and I go play trivia with the...
Oh, no, go ahead, the trivia.
Elderly folks.
Yeah, and no, I heard you tap, that's what I was...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's good. That's okay.
Yeah, and I beat them. Uh-huh. I've won every trivia contest I've been a part of, because that's kind of what I do on the ship, because I get bored, and I get up in the morning, and there's old people drinking coffee. They're, how does he know so many things about the...
How do you know those?
Because I... girls wouldn't talk to me, Steve. When I was growing up, they wouldn't talk to me. No girls would talk to me. So I had music, I had movies, and I had information that was useless. I've tried out for Jeopardy 3 times. They have not accepted me.
So you won your wife over with trivia?
No. That was something we found out later after she found out how much she loved me and my ability to do cartwheels and back handsprings, that trivia was something we really loved together.
I'm thinking you're joking about the cartwheels. And
at one point in my life before we got married, I was able to do cartwheels and back handsprings. Then we got married, and I was like, ah, I'm going to get fat now. I'm not going to do those things anymore.
You're like, I've made the team. I'm taking off the...
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not going anywhere else.
The running shoes.
I'm in. For the rest of my life, I'm in. So, yeah. Now I can get a little fat and dazzle you with my Jeopardy knowledge.
Dazzle us all here with a little bit of trivia that you would say, you know, I bet most people don't know this, other than the platypus.
The platypus ball. Thing. Okay.
Like useless total trivia.
Okay. The only fruit that seeds are on the outside. I bet you know this.
Strawberries?
It is the strawberry. That's exactly right. Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't I get a medal from the ship or
you
something?
Don't, some kind I'm of not in control of that sort of thing.
Okay. All right.
Oh, here's one. Uh-huh. What is the most densely populated European capital?
Dense as you mean a lot of people or yes. Dense as in stupid?
No, a lot of people.
Okay. Most densely populated... London?
It is not London.
What is it?
You were there a few days ago.
Malta?
It is... Well, Malta's the island and Valletta is the capital.
Valletta. Yeah,
yes.
That is, really, huh?
Yes. The most densely populated European capital.
Did you win a trivia question with that?
It was one of the questions. I wouldn't say I won it with that, but yeah, I knew that.
Is the trivia questions on the ship, does it have a lot to do
with the... They like to sprinkle them in.
The travel of where you're going.
To keep it going, oh, yeah, we're going there, or we just came from there, yeah. So they do that, volcano questions and shit like that.
Ah.
Yeah.
One of the words that I learned on the ship since I've been here...
Okay.
...was hosshole.
Yes.
Hosshole.
I was not familiar with that word. H-A-W-S-E-H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
Hosshole.
Hosshole.
Yes. In Liars...
A Liars Club.
Liars Club that you...
That I was involved in. Where they give you a word and you pretend to know it or not.
And you played that with the captain of the ship.
I played it with the captain of the ship.
And the cruise director.
Uh-huh. And I said hosshole was the word that the captain used when he couldn't think of the American word for fuck, that was close.
Yeah. Which got a huge laugh.
Huge laugh.
But was not correct.
No, it was not correct at all. But it was close.
It was.
Because it actually means a...
It's a nautical term.
It's a nautical term meaning a hole... In the ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it means not like...
It's
not
the
like
hole
I,
that the anchor and the chain come out of.
Yeah, it's not like I knocked a hole in the ship.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an intentional hole.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I learned from that captain where starboard and port come from.
Port is the one because they port on the side where they docked, right?
Yes.
That was the port side, the port.
Yes, which is on the left.
Yeah.
But the starboard side is on the right because everybody had... They steered with their right hand, because everybody was right-handed, and you didn't want the steering equipment to get damaged, so that's why the left was always what they put the luggage and the equipment and everything on.
Yeah.
So that's why starboard, it was called the steerboard, the load board.
And then somebody mispronounced it.
And it got confusing, and they said, look, this is going to be steer or starboard, depending on the language. And they said port, because that's where we're going.
Well, makes sense now.
Yeah.
Mr. Encyclopedia.
Yes, sir.
While I have you here,
yes, sir.
Here's the next question for you.
Okay.
Can you ride a horse anywhere you want to? Legally. Now, I'm going to back this up and tell the story.
Okay.
That one day, I was driving in the car, and I saw a woman riding a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Just riding a horse. And it dawned on me.
In Denver.
Yes, just outside of Denver.
So go ahead.
So then it made me think of... Can you ride a horse anywhere you want to? Just like a car. Could you just ride it up to the grocery store, tie it up out front, come out, hang your groceries off the saddle, and ride home? Do you see what I'm saying? Does it follow traffic rules? Do you have to clean up after your horse if it poops in the Walmart parking lot? Have you thought about this at all? Am
I
the only freak? Okay.
Because, as you know, I live in Texas.
Yes.
And so... The rules are a little different because they've been around a little longer and people in Texas are
a little different
to change on certain things, especially horses. I have seen... Are you familiar with Whataburger?
Yes, love Whataburger.
Big chain.
Oh, yeah.
It's right in Texas. And they love to post pictures of people going on horseback through the drive-thru of a Whataburger. That's a very Texas thing to do.
I have never seen that, but
yes,
I like it.
Look that up.
I like it.
Google image search. And yes, like anything else, it depends on where you are, you know, what the local rules are. There's always those weird local laws, like in Salt Lake City, you can't walk an alligator on the street on a Sunday.
Yeah, no. Do those laws, are they actually written like that, or that's just the interpretation that you're able to say because it's written a certain way? Because I can't ever see where somebody in Salt Lake City said, we're having an alligator problem.
Yeah.
People need to stop walking.
That alligators. Actually does happen. That's why it happened. They're on the books, but they're not enforced anymore. But at one point, it became such a problem with these people in Salt Lake City walking their fucking alligators.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Because do we know the reason for that? Was there a trend in alligators?
They're all weird. Like, you know, in St. Louis, you can't name your kid Kevinator, you know, because there was such a rush of Kevinators for whatever reason in 1911 that they said, no, no more.
Wait, Mr. Trivia, is that correct?
No, I'm using hyperbole as an example. Yeah.
Okay, you had it for a second there. I'm like, Jesus, I didn't know that one. That's pretty stupid.
But, I mean, there are crazy laws on the books because they never bothered to take them off.
Right.
They've not been enforced in 100, 150 years, but they're still on the books, right?
Well, that's what I was saying. I just didn't know if they were real laws or they were just saying, like, you know, wild animals are not allowed on the streets of Salt Lake City. So somebody goes, you know what that means? You can't walk an alligator.
Yeah. It's all regional things because it popped up regionally. So in Texas, you can pretty much ride a horse wherever the hell you want. Nobody's going to stop you. Like, hey, man, this is my horse. This is Texas. All right. Now, it's not a good idea to get on I-35 and ride your horse. There's probably a law.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's you have to be a certain speed. But do you think, can they pull you over? Can you drunk riding? Can you?
That's
could,
a good
question.
Could
you get a DUH, drunk on a horse or whatever? I guess it'd be a doe. Drunk on a horse.
I think it's a RWI.
Riding while intoxicated?
Yes. Which is a weird thing, because that's how cowboys for a long time, you're like, I can't drive, I'll ride a horse.
Yeah.
I'll ride a horse. The horse is going to get me home. The horse knows the way. It's got an autopilot.
They just kind of set on it.
Yeah, exactly. They just go to sleep with their face forward. Yeah.
Do you know? Well, that's one of those I'm going to have to Google.
Okay. I'm not going to stop you.
But I was hoping you would know the answer and I wouldn't have to Google.
Well, it's a regional thing. You know, I'm not going to know what's legal in Houston or Beaumont.
Which is odd, too, because I've come up and I just said I'm going to Google that, which actually meant I'm going to search the internet for that.
No, I understand what the verb means.
Right. But isn't it odd how one product became the one term?
Sure. Coke, Kleenex, all those things.
Just one term.
It's a brand name.
Is that why?
Encompassing of all.
Do you think that's why Google became so popular?
Well, Google fought that, actually.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Tell us more, Mr. Encyclopedia.
Google did not want that to become a verb that meant all search engines.
Why not? Because immediately you would think, I have to look for something, Google.
Yeah, but if you're going to go to yahoo.com and Google something, that's not good for Google, because you're not using Google.
But it's not good for Yahoo for you
it's
to think.
It's great for Yahoo.
Is it?
Yes.
Why don't you ever hear about Yahoo anymore?
Because what if you go to...
Nobody says, I'm a Yahoo this.
What if you go to Snotball Rag, okay, at the Walgreens, you buy a Snotball Rag ball, right? You know what I'm saying? And you're like, I need some Kleenex, and they give you Snotball papers. It's not the same thing as a Kleenex. Kleenex is a good product. Snotball papers. Look at that thing.
It's pulp. It's just pulp.
What do you describe? It's already got the bark in it.
Got bark in it.
Yeah.
So Crayolas are like that.
Crayons.
When you say, give me a Crayola. And you just
Crayola brand crayons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kleenex, like you said, is definitely in. Hand me a Kleenex.
Band-Aid.
Band-Aid. I need a Band-Aid
stuck
for that.
Stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on me, but there are bandages that are not Band-Aid.
I am stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on me.
And that's what it was. Stuck. That's what the song was when you were a kid. And then at one point, that song changed. Do you remember how it changed?
No.
I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand. They threw the brand in there. Because they wanted to protect their trademark.
I did not know that.
Yes. Well, this is why I'm here.
Yeah. Like the song I was singing the other day that you had no idea about. If it says Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the label, 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 you will like it, on your table, table, table. If it says Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the label, label, label.
Yeah, they never heard that.
Never heard that. That never was for Libby's, you know, canned fruit and vegetables and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that got us to talking about, doing that, got us talking about the fact that most advertisement isn't just about its product anymore.
No.
It's not about, hey, you should use this fork because it sticks into meat and helps you pick it up. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's not,
no.
They're not literal advertisements for things.
Forks?
Yeah, I mean, that's why it'd be stupid. It'd be stupid to have an ad for fork.
Okay.
Like, why do people... There's so many ads for Coca-Cola, but people already know about Coke, and they drink Coke. But Coke is one of the biggest advertisers in the world.
Of course.
Isn't the point of advertising to make people aware of a product?
Well, I have a lot of opinions on that I'm not going to go into. But, yes, that's the number one reason, but it's not the only reason. There's... Oh, Steve, you got me down a wormhole here. Can I just say I'm having a serious conversation with a guy who could not stop singing Cher songs to me today? Songs by the singer Cher.
Do you believe in life after love?
And that's where we started. And then where do we go, Steve?
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. They're telling about the people of the town. They call it gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
And then, in a cafe full of people, I was treated to Rick James. Go ahead and hit that one.
She's a bell-kicking girl. The kind you don't take home to mother.
What was the... Oh, my God. And then you did Dirty Dancing.
I had the time of my life.
And that was the point where I almost came across the table.
Never felt this way before.
Yeah.
My heart.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life.
And you're unstoppable. Once you get those earworms, it's...
Earworms get stuck in your head.
Yeah, there's songs that get stuck in your head.
And you tried to plant some that did not stick.
No! Once, because you're just bullheaded. Your earworms will not become...
But my earworms would become your earworms.
But in a way that made me homicidal. I wanted to kill you. It made... I will tell you that I've had so much fun on this trip, but the earworms, when we were walking through the streets of an Italian city and you started pulling that shit...
The time of my life.
They made me... I flames from the side of my head, murder,
I swear,
and I wanted to kill
you,
and yes,
it all to
and then
you.
Empty your bank account. Oh my God, it was horrible.
Do you believe in life after love?
And you started doing that, and a bunch of homosexual ducks started following us.
And dancing behind me.
Yes, no, they loved you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, back to the advertising thing. You thought yes. I was going to forget. Why do you think that we've gotten away from advertising the product and just being like, look, it's a bunch of little dancing penguins that say, you should use this product?
Well, because that costs money. And now what we've done is we've got DVR, right? So you fast forward through the commercials in a show.
Right.
Right. So what we talked about today was that the commercials now... You can fast forward through them, but if you notice when they're going at fast forward, it's a still picture of the product.
Yeah, we've actually gone back to still slower pictures with voiceover,
right?
Because you're going to fast forward and it's just going to stay on that frozen product.
You're
going to
see that can of Diet Coke, yeah,
right,
yeah. I'm sorry, what was the question? We got away from like you said. We're watching a TV show, and there's product placement.
Yes, like on Hawaii 5-0, they start on the Chevrolet logo of the grill of the car,
yes,
and go down the side and into the actual scene.
Because marketing people have become more savvy.
Product placement.
And more evil, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I always say, do you believe in life after love?
I don't think that's the reason.
Yeah, because I'm putting Cher on your...
Yeah, but that's
your...
never been associated with a product ever.
And, you know, I really shouldn't even
Until
be singing
now.
Cher in any way, shape, or form on a podcast called Remasculate.
No, you really shouldn't.
I should not. And Cher's name should not even have been on this. I may have to go back and edit this now that I think about it.
No, you have to keep it honest.
I have to take Cher references out. Okay.
Or make it your theme song.
Do you believe in life?
Okay. Should I remasculate?
Okay, here's one that you said. I brought this up to you the other day, and you go, oh, I have an opinion on that.
All right.
I said, I will wait for the podcast.
Okay.
When buying a motorcycle,
okay,
why would you buy a crotch rocket?
Right. A Japanese-made speed burner.
Rice burning.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you do that as opposed to
a more comfortable riding bike?
Why would you?
Just even a Suzuki or a Honda that has the traditional sit-back Honda, you know, handlebars compared to the I must lay across the gas tank
right.
for hours
with
if your, I want to go
with your butthole in the air.
My ass in the air.
Yeah. And I told you this, that I'm one of the few men in the world that when I was at a party talking about motorcycles, I was like, well, I'd never get a motorcycle because my wife won't let me. And she was like, no, actually, I'd like you to do that, dude. Would make you less of a pussy if you had a motorcycle.
Oh, what? At least you wouldn't hit at the fact maybe you would die in an accident.
That's entirely possible.
Okay.
But either way, she wants me to get a motorcycle, and I am a terrible driver. But I did buy... I got the motorcycle bug, and I bought a Honda Civic. And what I do is I make her sit in the back seat and put her arms around me, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I go, hold on, baby. I gotta make a left. Let's hold on.
You know, that's very funny. It's very close to the reason that I have a Harley Davidson truck. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
I have the Ford F-250 Harley Davidson edition. Because my mom always says, you can't have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You'll get killed on it. If you buy one, I'll come beat it to shit with a hatchet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm buying a Harley. I got one.
Now, do you wear a helmet when you drive?
No, but I should. I should.
I do. The wife wears a helmet. I wear a helmet.
And like a Too Fast, Too Furious kind of thing?
Steppenwolf. Yeah. The whole thing.
Get your motor running.
My Honda motor running. Yeah. No, I...
Speaking of which,
sir.
This made me think of something, because we were talking the other day, it's motorcycles and scooters, because I want a scooter.
Aren't they fun?
I really... And we see them here in Italy like crazy. They're everywhere. You... whenever I'm in Hawaii, I rent a scooter, and I have caught myself singing Steppenwolf while I'm riding a scooter. 35 miles an hour, you hear... Because that's the sound they make. But in your head, you hear, get your motor running.
Right.
Head out on the highway. I can't be the only person that's ever felt that on a scooter.
Here's the thing. Have you ever ridden a scooter, you know, east, and had a Harley coming west?
Uh-huh.
And you do that wave thing that motorcycle riders do to each other, and the guy's not paying attention to
uh-huh.
he waves to you, and then he goes, oh, shit. I just waved at a guy in a scooter. Because the original question was...
Now, do you give an actual... Wait a minute, hold on. Do you give an actual, like, motorcycle wave, like the, you know, the finger or the nod?
When I'm on a scooter?
Yeah. Because, like, when you drive the same car as somebody else, you'll give a knowing nod and
a
light. Like,
right, yeah.
And I've seen motorcycle guys, real actual bikers, go by each other and give a nod.
They give the nod with their head.
Or the finger.
Or one finger
comes up off,
you know,
the thing.
Maybe an entire hand.
Yeah, but
when
very rare.
And I wave, I do it with both feet. I'm like, hey!
So not only do you give, it's a very foolish, childish wave.
Yes.
A very emasculated wave.
Of course it was.
And you expect a biker to give you back the actual biker wave.
But your original question was, why would anybody buy a rice burner?
Yeah,
actually a step up
from a
scooter.
Yeah.
And so your question was, why would you buy a rice burner if you want a scooter?
Okay.
Which is sillier.
Silly. Okay, but either way, I think if you have a scooter, it's much easier to just put your foot down and step off of it before there's a crash. Or, you know what I mean?
I'll give you that.
I know that's probably not even true. I mean, bikers will probably say, that's not true, you can get killed just as easy. But I've always felt when I'm on a scooter, I just turn my hand off the throttle and put my foot down.
Sure.
Where I'm not doing 70 miles an hour on a bike and someone cuts in front of me. And
you can have that happen on a Harley.
Yes, I'm sure. And I know you can have it happen on a scooter, because didn't you have, like, one of the worst wrecks of your life on a scooter?
Oh, my God, that was the worst 20-mile-an-hour wrecks I've ever had in my life.
But you lived to tell the story.
I did.
Which proves my point of scooter death probably being less than motorcycle death.
More importantly, my wife lived to tell the story about what an asshole I was. But we almost died, not from the impact, but from the...
embarrassment.
No, from the Mexican National Guards with their machine guns. And we had actually rolled into a military installation in Mexico, and they pointed him...
And you said, I just need to make a U-turn.
No, I said, hold on a... We went down, and my wife, I dove under her to protect her, and she landed on my back, and I had rocks of asphalt in my hand for about 3 weeks.
So you, let's get this story straight.
Okay, great.
You were just riding around, joyriding.
No, it was at night, we'd come out of a bar, and she's like, you're too drunk to drive, and I said, I'll tell you who's drunk to drive, I'm driving, and she got in the back like a fool, and I was driving, and I should not have been driving, and I was driving through the streets of Playa del Carmen, Mexico, and I took a turn that was not the turn we were supposed to go into, wound up at a dead end that was a military Mexican installation where the guys were not, you know, they were very serious.
Do not play.
They had guns, M16s, the whole thing, and I said, oh my God, I made a mistake, so I tried to whip it around.
And lost control.
This is a scooter, yeah, and I lost control, and time slowed down, Steve. Like, the scooter started tipping over.
I know.
And as I'm going down, I realized she was right, I was wrong. So, in an act of chivalry, it was slow motion, a moment of lucidity, I dove out under her, and she landed on my back. Unhurt, unscarred, unscraped.
At all. She got...
At all.
Yeah.
At all. She wanted to scream, you asshole, but then she realized how selfless I was by doing that, and yeah... So, but my hand slapped the pavement really hard, and I seriously had rocks in my hand for a good 3 weeks.
Did they do the fester thing and come out, or did you just sit and dig rocks out? How did you... Because you never had, like, a splinter that you don't know it's there, and then, like, 3 weeks later, you're like, I've got this weird blister. Pop. Ooh. Piece of wood just shot out.
Exactly.
Is that the kind of...
Yes, and it was... No, I was too proud. I still have the scars from it. I was too proud, but it was just... You know, skin was forming around it. It was just, yeah.
But you lived through it.
I lived through it, and it was a scar that reminds me of sometimes I'm really wrong and she's right.
Well, that's probably good that you have a reminder like
despite
that.
Despite my encyclopedic knowledge.
But we neither one of us answered the question, actually, of why you would choose a rice burner over this crotch rocket, over a very manly-looking chopper.
To be clear... I would not do that. I think that someone would, so that they can just zip around, because the Harley makes a gong, 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 gong,
gong, gong, gong, gong. Yeah, but that's the Harley. But, you know, Suzuki makes a Harley-looking bike. It's that classic line, is what I'm saying, compared to the...
I understand.
And the bright colors. I've never really understood, because all the crotch rockets are always, like, bright blue, bright yellow, pink, purple, compared to... The classic of a motorcycle.
With the ape hangers,
right.
With the whole thing.
It's almost like it's a very childish-like bike.
Okay. So, to answer your question, when a Harley's coming up behind me when I'm driving, I hear it coming. There's a mile back, I know there's a Harley.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, a rice burner, I get maybe 2 seconds. Maybe 2 seconds. It's probably like, and it's gone.
Right.
You know, and that's the point, is you're trying to get wherever you're going really, really fast.
So you think more people might be hurt on rice burners?
I don't know.
And are we being politically incorrect by saying rice burners?
I don't think so, because it's a Japanese-made thing.
Okay.
I don't think so. But anyway.
Because you're saying Japanese are rice burners. Is that what you're...
What are you trying to draw me into, sir?
I'm trying to take your liberal ass down a path that you would never, ever go.
It's a term that motorcycle users use.
They've done it for years.
Yes.
Much like other racist terms.
You know what?
Just because something's been done for years doesn't make it right.
You know what? I feel like people maybe in Asia have terms for Harley riders. You know? The round eye rollers. I don't know.
Round Eye Rollers. He a member of the Round Eye Rollers.
All right. See, you did the racist accent.
What?
I just...
What are you saying? They don't talk like that if they try to speak English sometimes? Are you saying that?
Drawing me down this pit.
You said you've never heard anybody ever speak with an Asian accent?
I lived in Japan for 2 years.
So you're saying that's what you hear then?
No, because they usually speak Japanese.
But when they speak...
They usually don't.
Oh, they don't.
Not in Japan. No.
What did the Mexican soldier speak when you dropped your scooter right in front of him?
Oh, you know what? It sounded like it was a really funny accent. It sounded like as he drew a bead on me. He didn't say a word.
But you jumped up and watched that grin go, didn't you?
Oh, good Lord. Look at you. You're good at this.
Grin go. Ba-da-ba. Oh. Okay, there was something else I wanted to ask you about, too, here. Let me open my iPhone. I hate when your phone just locks up on you.
I hate that, too. Can I ask you a question when you look for that?
Yes.
This is an improv exercise.
Uh-huh.
And I want to just... I keep doing that, sorry.
That's okay.
I want to ask you... just clear your mind.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Let's see. Are you a fan of Burt Reynolds?
Yes.
Yes, of course you are. Say Burt Reynolds is on his deathbed. God forbid.
Right.
Right? You're in the room. You get an audience with Burt Reynolds. Give me five things that you say to Burt Reynolds.
I loved you in Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay.
Your mustache is right up there with Tom Selleck.
That's two.
What was it like to hug Dolly Parton?
That's a question.
Oh. You were great in Deliverance.
Okay.
And I bet a lot of people don't remember you on Gunsmoke.
Okay, that's four. Give me one more.
One more.
He's dying.
He's dying.
Last thing you're going to say to Burt Reynolds. Burt freaking Reynolds, say something that's going to send him off into that great beyond.
You were the best actor that's ever lived.
Okay.
That was just a comfort.
Did I back you into a corner?
No.
Okay.
No, because you...
Oh, you made me say, believe that. You're lying to Burt Reynolds.
Yes, because you said this is the last thing before he goes.
Okay.
What do you want him to...
Well, that's kind of you.
Oh, okay.
To lie to him on his deathbed.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious.
Okay.
What you're made of, who you are.
So, where does that fall? What does that make me?
It doesn't... it's not for me to say.
Oh.
It's for your listeners to decide.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Burt Reynolds is on his deathbed. You have five things to say to him.
You're going
to
throw the same thing at me. Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you now. What do you say?
Burt Reynolds, do you need one more pillow?
What?
There's one over here. I say, Burt Reynolds, you're about to go into the longest yard.
Very good.
Okay.
Hot too.
And then I say, Burt Reynolds, your mustache, when I think about it, it makes me sleep easier at night.
Three.
Burt Reynolds, I'm going to take a shot of Jack Daniels, and I want you to take one after me. And then I'm going to say, Burt Reynolds, I'm going to go straight from here to Dolly Parton's house, and we're going to talk about you, drink some wine, and cry. That's five.
And I liked yours better.
Well,
mine, yours were very comedic, and mine was very like, what five things would you say?
You panicked. You got backed into a corner, and that wasn't fair of me, but I thought you would do the same thing to me where I had an advantage where I've thought about those things, because I'm a huge Burt Reynolds fan.
Okay.
I love Burt Reynolds.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 You win this round.
Okay. Did you have a question that you were able to follow up on your five
things? Yeah.
Did you call me Grasshopper?
Yeah.
Why did you call me? Did I snatch the pebble?
You snatched the pebble from my hand. Thanks for getting that.
Well, okay.
All right. I am annoyed by, like most people in the internet, Facebook world, with game requests.
Oh.
Why do people send out game requests? I mean, you hate it. I hate it. Everybody hates it. You see posts all the time. The next person that sends me a game request, I'm deleting from my friends list. Why do people continue to send out game requests? See, here's what I wrote. Why do people send out game requests? They know you don't want to. It's like inviting you to do things they know you don't want to do. Like, hey, would you like to stick your finger in my cat's butt? No, I don't. Why would you even ask me that? So that's my thing about game requests. People know you hate them. Why do people continue to do it?
I will respond by saying this. That game requests, Farmville, can you give me another example?
Mafia Wars.
Yes.
Any of those kind of...
whatever pleasure...
Candy Crush.
Sure.
All those.
Whatever pleasure anybody derives from that, if you've ever actually put your finger in a cat's butt, it's so much better. It's so much more enjoyable. Than actually playing the game.
So you're saying I have made a mistake by comparing the two.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Just go stick your finger in a cat's butt. It's pleasant. And the cat will look
for around. For you or the cat?
You know?
Because I can't see the cat going, meow. Now, I can see them being happy when you pull something out of their butt.
Yeah.
You know, like a piece of Christmas tinsel or something.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't see them ever going, or yarn. I wish my... Yeah. Yarn. Yeah.
Yeah. What's going through my head is we had dinner with the head of security last night.
We did.
And I can see that guy knocking on the door going, hey, guys, we're getting complaints from the cabins next door to you about this cat butt talk.
They can hear you talking about sticking your fingers in a cat's butt,
so loud,
and you're making them very scared.
Those games are designed to... Oh, goddamn, I forgot the verb. They're designed to achieve more people based on requests that you do. So I was guilty of one of those. It was a fantasy baseball game.
I didn't know this. See, now I'm... Okay.
Now, I never sent out any requests, but people saw that I was on that.
Uh-huh.
And so other people that were friends of friends hit me, and they would request my friendship, and I would say, yes, I will play this game with you, because it was something that was interesting to me. It's not a good idea. It infiltrates your entire Facebook experience or, you know, whatever else. It's horrible. It's miserable. It shouldn't be done. There's a certain personality type, I think. I've lost you.
No, I'm listening. I was just going to think, I was trying to think of which one annoys you the most. Which of the...
I don't know, because I've never played any of them, you know, and I will...
No, but just the request. You get to, like, this is the one I get most often. I think sick.
Candy Crush, Mafia Wars was a huge one for a long time. The ones you mentioned are horrible. And I have actually unfriended people that I actually know. Based on that stuff.
Well, you'll unfriend people just because you don't like their statuses, though.
Now, hold on, because I'm trying to make this clear to you today. I like to have friends who disagree with me, because it keeps me honest about my beliefs.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I won't unfriend people because of their beliefs. I unfriend people because of their really boring status updates.
So, you're not one of the people... If I see one more negative MSNBC comment...
No, not at all.
You're out of here.
Not at all. Not at all. Absolutely not. If I see one more, you know, I love Rush Limbaugh, you know, I'm not going to unfriend you because of that. You know, that's what you believe. But what I like is people that actually have original opinions. And that's why I enjoy your Facebook friendship and your Twitter friendship, is because you actually put up things that are original thoughts. There's so much that goes on where it's just somebody grabbing a meme or something that somebody else has written and posting it up as their own opinion. I'm like, okay, I'm sure you agree with that, but... Do you have anything of your own to contribute?
And you, Mr. Liberal, I'm going to have to agree with.
Yes, godless liberal asshole.
And I'm going to have to agree with you on that, because that is one thing that annoys me. Because, as you know, you and I can sit and have conversations that we have for hours about going back and forth. But you never just regurgitate something, the piece of paper that has been sent out as... This is what you're supposed to say as a liberal.
Right. It's a talking point. It's not an idea.
That drives me crazy.
I agree.
When you see something
like... Regardless of which side it comes from.
Yeah. You don't even know what you're talking about. Because I know for a fact that's wrong. You've just been told to repeat this mantra until everybody believes it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather just have what is your thought on this?
I like commenting on things. I don't like reposting other people's opinions. I like commenting on them. But I don't like presenting them as my own opinion. Like, hey, look at this cartoon that... Look, Snoopy's arguing with Woodstock about... You know, I'm like, really?
Yeah. I don't mind sharing if it's something I think, damn, I wish I would have thought of that. Or, dang, that is a brilliant point. But I'm not going to reshare something just because something that I agree with.
I don't mind that either, as long as you have something to present along with it. If you just throw it up there, I'm like, okay... I've probably seen it from 6 or 8 other people that are on my feed. So, what is your take on this? I mean,
I understand.
You know, like somebody throws up, I hate abortion. Okay, well, do you have anything new to bring to the table? Because abortion is a linchpin. It's the third rail. Great. What do you have that's new?
What is your thought on this?
What's your new take on it?
Right. No, I can see that.
Well, you don't like
I'm annoyed by, like you said, the seeing the same post 1,500 times.
I hate guns. Guns should be taken away. Okay, great. What is your opinion on that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't just put up a meme that shows, like...
Guns are bad.
Yeah. Or the video of some senator saying, we've got to get guns off the street.
Right, because you and I actually are very close to agreeing on guns.
Yeah, for a liberal, I was very shocked that you're like, no, I think it's probably not a bad idea to be able to protect your...
You know what I feel? I feel that guns and abortion... I feel pretty much the same way about guns and abortion. They're not for me. I'm not really crazy about them, but I don't want a government that tells people they can't do those. That's my opinion.
You're still you're the freedom of choice guy, and most things.
And I'm really not a libertarian because libertarians bother me to an extent. But yeah, I think you should have all the guns you want. I don't want them; they're not for me. But in exchange for the guns, can we have free access to mental health care so we don't have crazy people who have voices tell them to fire into a crowd full of strangers?
Right, and at the same time, like you told me,
yes,
you wish more gun owners were like me,
yes,
because I'm
concealed carry
yes. license. I had to go take classes and understand how they work, and I actually know how to shoot.
And so you were like, pulled over?
I have to say, your officer, I have a gun on me.
I like that. And I think cops like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because they're not scared to pull someone over, you know, who
right.
knows exactly how to behave in that situation.
So the agreement is, you would think that's okay, but you just wish more people actually had to take lessons.
Some responsibility. I will say that I don't think the answer to gun problems is more guns, but I don't think the answer is less guns, fewer guns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the answer is more access to mental health care.
Okay.
So we can stop crazy people. But I also think I would love for people to have a concealed carry license to carry a gun.
I like
in public.
That. I like that.
And I love concealed carry. I love it.
Well, let's end...
As a godless liberal asshole. Go ahead.
Let's end this on a semi-bizarre note, then.
Okay.
You meet...
Did you come up with something? What'd you do?
No. You meet Reverend Jim Ignatowski.
Okay.
You're a dick.
Okay.
You sit down at a bar, and next to you is Reverend Jim Ignatowski.
Okay.
What five things do you say to Reverend Jim Ignatowski?
Okay, so just to be clear, you're not asking me to do an impression of Jim Ignatowski.
You can if you want to.
No, I don't.
But you do a great impression.
I really don't. It's
you
the
do,
most hack impression there is.
You do.
It's...
Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
What I was trying to get across to you when I did that was the Paul Giamatti, which
right.
I'm very proud of my Paul
Your
Giamatti.
Your Paul Giamatti was very good.
I've been drinking, so it's not going to be as good as it was
okay.
when I presented
All right.
it to you.
Okay.
But it's like, here's my Paul Giamatti. He goes, humans, because that's the commercial idea.
Yeah.
The secret to a Paul Giamatti is a mixture between Jim Ignatowski and I'm going to fuck it myself here. Why did you let me get drunk? It's old Catherine Hepburn and Jim Ignatowski, whereas the Jim Ignatowski is... Well, Steve McGrew, I don't know what the hell we're gonna do about this cruise ship. Whereas Catherine Hepburn is Steve McGrew. I don't know what we're going to do. And you marry those, and you make it very breathy, and that's the secret to the Paul Giamatti. Well, Steve McGrew, I don't know what we're gonna do about this cruise ship right now. The question is, what are we gonna do? The question is, I'm sitting next to a. I'm in a bar.
You're in a bar, and Jim Ignatowski.
Reverend Jim Ignatowski.
Oh, my God, you're Matt Sadler.
Yeah. I'm going to say, number one.
We have to hit 88 miles an hour.
Can you? No, that's a different character.
I know. That's not, no.
So I'm going to need you to play Ignatowski
okay.
for me, okay? And I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
What does a yellow light mean?
Oh, slow down.
What does a yellow light mean?
It means slow down.
Okay. Then I'm going to say, Reverend Jim, I've been a fan of yours for a long time. Do you think turkeys can fly?
No, you've seen WKRP. Turkeys can't fly.
Jim, the next round.
Yeah,
next round's on me. What are you drinking, buddy?
Marty. I'm a Marty Tini.
Okay.
In honor of my friend Marty McFly.
Marty McFly. Okay. All right. My next question is going to be.
Yeah.
What actor do you think should be the next president of the United States?
I think that. Julie Louis-Dreyfus would make a fantastic president.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer. Those are my five questions. And you answered them perfectly.
Thank you.
I do. I do a horrible, horrible Christopher Lloyd.
What's she trying to do? That was not Christopher Lloyd.
I don't even know what it was, but it kept it alive.
You know, yeah. Had a conversation.
Yeah. Matt Sadler, thanks for doing this. Thanks how so do much. People? How do people get a hold of you? Tell them you're.
I'm Matty Sadler on Twitter at Matty Sadler. Matt Sadler on Facebook.
Why'd you go with Matty?
Because Matt Sadler was taken.
Okay.
And a lot of people call me Matty Sadler. Good old Matty Sadler. Matty O'Sadler.
Matty is kind of a...
M-A-T-T-Y.
Isn't that the female version of, like, Latina Latino?
No.
Matty?
No, it's Madeline. That's the female version of that.
Okay.
Are you calling me a girl? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, not after this show. You have been remasculated. See you.
Cheers.